Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:33, Cambridge for Ukraine is looking for families to act as hosts for 20 postgraduate research students and academics from Ukraine. But what is it like to be a host family? Well, someone who's taken on the role is Alexandra Buxton, and Alex joins us now. Morning to you, Alex. Thanks for coming on. I think delaying a short holiday as well. So
thank you.
We're very grateful.
That's fine.
What led you to decide to take in a family in the first place?
Well, the first thing to say is actually not a family, but just one individual.
Okay.
And it was really listening to the news, hearing people's experiences in Ukraine shortly after the invasion, and thinking, what can we do? And it's a very simple thing to do, is to offer a room or accommodation in your house.
So are they actually staying with you in your household, in your home, or do you have somewhere else where they are?
No, in our house, yes.
Mm. And when did they arrive?
Mid-May.
Right.
And so how many people have you taken in?
Just one person.
Okay. And how are they doing? How is it living with somebody and, you know, hosting them?
Yeah, absolutely fine. It's a pleasure.
And in terms of the sort of the help, for want of a better description, of what happened, was it simply a matter of making contact or being given the contacts of your guest, or has there been any other things? Because I guess when somebody is coming to, well, for example, if you go on holiday for a country, or you're packing this, you're getting your E111, you're doing that, you're doing the other, but this was very unexpected, and of course nobody really knows as to when they'll be returning home.
Well, it's a new experience for both sides, and particularly challenging for the Ukrainians coming to a country that they don't know that well, might not speak the language, don't understand the systems of how we work with doctors and so on. So the person arriving does need quite a lot of help to start with, but obviously, like anyone, they want to be as independent as possible, not to disrupt your life. So the person we have living with us has sort of seamlessly entered our household.
What was it like in terms of your family? Is it just you or your partner, or what's
just,
sort of the
just
family
me
makeup?
And my just me and my husband's
life. Right. So I guess that must be sort of pretty different to have all of a sudden have somebody who you didn't know presumably beforehand joining you.
I think we felt that we knew her because we'd had quite a lot of conversations on Zoom.
Right.
With translation provided by her daughter, who's absolutely fluent in English and Ukrainian.
This is potentially not necessarily one might imagine that the academics that Cambridge for Ukraine are looking to help were probably, one might make a good guess, pretty good at English. But
would be a big advantage.
Your own guess. What are you doing? Are they learning? Are you sort of sign language?
She's going to classes,
right,
twice a week, and she's doing online lessons, and she's gradually improving her English, which was workable to start with, but fairly basic.
Would you say that's been the greatest challenge, or is there something else which perhaps presents difficulties for you?
It probably is the greatest challenge, and it takes patience on both sides to take the trouble to explain things in a way that is easy to understand. So you can use gestures and little drawings and a lot of laughter.
Yeah, I'm sure that helps quite a bit.
So I assume it kind of does sound like possibly you would recommend anyone else getting involved in doing this.
Yes, I think it's, rather than seeing it as a burden or responsibility, to see it as an opportunity, something you can do that's not too difficult, and it opens up a whole world to you, because through our guest we have met so many wonderful people, both Ukrainian and local Cambridge residents, and we've formed a little WhatsApp group and we get together, and it's just been amazing.
quite enriching then for you as well.
Absolutely.
Lovely. So how did you get involved? And actually, if you can share, how can somebody else get involved who might be inspired by what you're saying this morning?
I think I got involved because we went to the vigil that was organised by the Cambridge University Ukrainian Society shortly after the invasion. There was a big vigil in central Cambridge when the university buildings were lit up in the colours of the Ukrainian flag.
Yeah.
And it was very, very moving. It took place in the dark. Lots of people assembled very quietly to think about the predicament of the Ukrainians. And after that, I sent an email to the Cambridge University Ukrainian Society, and they responded. I said, I'd like to help in some way. And so probably the point of contact is cambridgeforukraine.uk.
cambridgeforukraine.ukraine, right.
.uk.
.uk. And you send them a quick email, and then they, I assume they add you to a list and you start having conversations. They sound you out and you sound them out.
Yeah, there's a form you can fill in. But they would be the best point of contact.
That's great. Did they come out and check you out?
What happens is that in order to take part in the Cambridge in the Homes for Ukraine scheme, which is a government visa scheme, you have to register with that scheme, which literally takes 2 or 3 minutes online.
Mm.
Then you are matched up with somebody in order to do all the visa applications. And at that point, when you're matched up with someone, the local authorities send someone to check the accommodation you're offering, just to check that it meets the basic criteria of being safe and so on.
Yeah.
And you also have to have a DBS, a police check, to check you're not a criminal.
Mm.
Well, obviously you've passed with flying colours, and it sounds like that your guest is in good hands there. Well, Alex, thank you so much for chatting to Cambridge Breakfast this morning and for sharing your experiences about being a host family.
Thank you.
Well, I thoroughly recommend it.
Thank you. Right, that is Alexandra Buxton, who was chatting to us about looking after a Ukrainian guest. And if, as Alex was saying, if you're interested in that, as we mentioned in that interview, there's 20 postgraduate research students and academics on their way from Ukraine, and Cambridge for Ukraine wants to find a little place for them to stay. So do get in touch with the organisation. Obviously, we'll have to go through the straightforward as it can be, procedures that Alex was outlining there as well to hook them up. But I'm sure Cambridge for Ukraine will help you sort out that paperwork too. Thanks to Alex. It is now 8:41.
Cambridge 105 Radio.